This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Each year, the Shkreli Awards are given to the most egregious examples of profiteering and dysfunction of the healthcare system over the preceding 12 months. This year's awardees are again symbols of the deep problems that need to be addressed if we are to improve healthcare in this country. The awards, sponsored by the Loan Institute, are selected by a panel of prestigious judges, such as Gary Switzer, a leading journalist. He points out why these awards are so important.
I'm struck by just how easy it is to become numb to the egregious evidence that piles up of shameful healthcare activities, of greed, deceit in the name of profit, waste, and shame, all of which we tend to forget.
These awards are based on the hardworking investigative journalists who brought us these stories because they were not afraid to ask tough questions, to probe deeply, and to be persistent. Over the past 4 years, journalists have been beaten up by the political system, but these awards all point to the amazing hard work that led to these stories that would otherwise have been ignored and buried. Let me highlight just a handful of the awards. Number 5 went to the global pharmaceutical companies AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, as they rejected working together to distribute COVID vaccines fairly and equitably around the world and instead chose to maximize their profits. Number 4 went to the nursing homes' failure to protect our most vulnerable from COVID, their lack of proper staffing, oversight, and support that made nursing homes hotspots for COVID-19 outbreaks. Number 3 went to 4 major hospital systems in California who had extra beds but refused to take uninsured patients from run-over neighboring hospitals. Number 2 was the biotech company Moderna, which gladly took $1 billion in taxpayer funding to develop the COVID vaccine. When it came time to sell the vaccine, their price was higher than any other COVID vaccine, even though 100% of their development costs were paid for by the U.S. government. The American public was essentially paying for this vaccine twice. And number 1 went to the federal FEMA PPE task force led by Jared Kushner that gave life-saving PPE supplies to private companies to distribute, which created bidding wars and long delays that didn't allow our healthcare workforce to be protected.
The one that I chose as my number 1 was the headline, Pandemic Profiteers Peddle Fake and Potentially Harmful COVID Cures.
Here, Gary points to another awardee, all those quacks that have been selling snake oil cures for COVID infections to the unsuspecting and the gullible. Such treatments include products marketed by Jim Baker, CEO Michael Lindell selling Oleandrin, and Dr. Jennings Ryan selling COVID treatment packs. Not only do none of these work, but they are dangerous. So these awards are important to draw attention to all the profiteering that is often placed ahead of people's health and the importance of strong journalism to put this in front of our eyes and policymakers. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.